This is Checking the Diary for Monday, June 15th, spoken by Elswith. So, hello everyone. I have a few changes coming up to Spoken by Elswith to make public. First of all, I'm decreasing the public check-ins to probably Mondays only. I'll continue with the others on Patreon, but for the podcast and YouTube and SoundCloud publishing, I think once a week is plenty. People tend to find me later on, and then there's just a cluster of these older updates. So, and goodness knows I don't feel like going back and editing and removing them. There's been an influx of new followers, and I want to welcome you to this shared experience. I'm Elswith, first and foremost. I'm a person. I'm a creative, and I love everything about the output that others do. I love seeing others writing, making music, art, wildflower gardens, graffiti, clothing design, artistic breads, ciders made in all colors, and everything about humans using their minds to make. I love it. I even love Reddit for the crazy, witty posts that people come up, the way they twist words in a way I could never imagine. It always thrills me. I know some dislike the platform. I'm guessing maybe in other places it's pretty toxic. But in the subreddits that I've cultivated, I just love it. It always makes me feel better. The same for Instagram. People hate it. So many people hate it. But, oh, it's fun. I love flipping through the pictures. I love seeing, you know, how somebody redesigned their back garden, and I love the way somebody else has tailored a wardrobe just so, or this little butterfly that caught somebody's attention and they needed to share the picture with the world. And I like that. It reminds me of Van Gogh. Van Gogh said that the one that he did with the lamppost, that he sketched it and drew it because the way it was, he just had to share it and let somebody else see it the way he was seeing it. And I am grateful for that. I love the artists that do that. I love other sharing as well. Dave let me know that he was going out on Friday night and having way more to drink than I ever could. And it's fun. So don't hesitate to reach out and share those things with me. Tell me what you're doing. You know, share pictures. I really do enjoy everything about it. So anyway, you know, welcome to the new people who have come. I love creating worlds and places that are shared daydreams, little snippets of time. I like that too. I like inviting others in or perhaps visiting their headspaces. I love stepping away from the mundane into something more and pushing myself to blur the boundaries of imagination and intelligence. I love synesthesia. When the color pink bursts on your tongue like pop rock candy and the number 8 smells like a burnt marshmallow, vegetarian marshmallow. When seeing the gorgeous bronze David and Florence sounds like Yo-Yo Ma playing Bach, and in turn that moving music feels like a perfectly scratchy towel that's dried in the summer sun. The smell of the towel is periwinkle blue, even as the towel itself is a coconut white, and the smell of coconut, that is love and a kiss on the forehead. That is also an induction, isn't it? Some of you felt yourselves begin to sink just a little, but we're not playing right now, we're talking. This is a discussion even if right now it is one-sided. I know that you'll share your thoughts in the forum there on Patreon or in the replies below or even getting a hold of me directly, you know, chatting, which is fine. It makes it the conversation. I am a mistress. I invite you into my world that I've cultivated and made over many years. Starting as a bored child that preferred daydreams to television and seeing worlds in my head, marveling over how letters formed together by others could create these pictures and experiences that sometimes felt almost like memories. the hot, stifling car in Cujo or the sight of the mountainous island of Trimalkin. And now my words, not text but spoken, are used to form emotions, tastes, sensations, and more with you. They make you tremble, smile, drool, lust, ache, sleep, or even give you that extra bit of posture, that confidence for your day to move forward. I am a mistress, and in my everyday play life, I'm both demanding and nurturing. Gentle femdom in many ways, except for the sadistic bits. A sadist, except I demand that you become better, because owning the best is what feels amazing to me. I don't want a broken man that has to obey because he has nothing left. I want the strong man on a gossamer thread, because it isn't the thread that keeps him by my side. It is me. It is his obedience. I am his world, and he is better for it. With that said, here, in this spot, spoken by Elswith, when you are in my world, you are mine. I don't welcome distractions or anything that interferes with our play. Some of it is learned. It is learning how to see those thoughts, push them away, hear that sound, and push it away. I don't mean those distractions. You will learn how to be rid of those distractions. What I mean is when you're not hearing the sound of my voice, you are you. Sure, thoughts and suggestions will linger, and that's okay. In many cases, that's welcome. A lot of these thoughts are things that you've asked for that make you better. They should linger. But you still function in your life. You still love those that you love. You still accept love from those that love you. Love is given freely. Warmth, attention, compliments, kind deeds. The goodness that Mistress gives to you flows from you to others, and that is right. That is good. That is exactly what I would expect. You don't lack for attention because I choose Bunny's clothes. You don't lack for affection because I shared a romantic moment with Peeta in my back garden. You don't steal from me when you're in the embrace of another or finding pleasure in a date night. There is a balance. I am a greedy, demanding, and possessive mistress when we are together. I am an encouraging, happy, and delighted woman when we are apart and you are living a fulfilled life. And for some of you right now, your social world, your circle is small. It may be mostly just us, and that is fine. But you should not be excluding anyone or excluding opportunities. If you have them, I want to go for them. I want good things for you. I am a real person, and I know that you're also a real person. For some, this means we're not a good fit, and that's okay. That's all right. I will not and cannot be everything for everyone. Just as my everyday life fetish play is with those I click the same with, it's true for Spoken by Elswith. It's why I don't advertise it. I've made my words available on a variety of platforms, yet most of my interactions happen in private. It is an email with Ben like Craig, working out the best way to read signals from others. It's in Kick with Dave, who's hours ahead of me and greets me with good mornings and tells me good night when he's going to sleep. It's with Rob, who blushes and sends notes worthy of a southern gentleman. Cookie, who always politely shows me another point of view when he feels I need it. Harry, who shared affirmation ideas. Madeline, who brought to mind an entirely different type of play. Kyle, who never joined Patreon before but decided to because something clicked this time. And the list goes on. This morning, I wrapped up a private session for a gentleman with a kink that leads me down a creative path that stretches me as a writer, a hypnotist, and as a mistress. And for fuck's sake, it's giving me yet another fetish to explore if this lockdown should ever end properly. I love that in my private social circle, one man was caught completely off guard by this statue fetish, and by the time I'd finished glowingly describing it, said, "That's hot." And I'm like, fuck yes, it's hot. So for Spoken by Elswith, I will remain true to my hypnotherapist side and do things I know bring progress to others. I sheepishly admitted fault when Nick brought a few things to mind that I should have been doing with the files. So, some descriptions will be getting overhauls, so you'll get a glimpse of the themes without ruining the surprise. For private sessions, those, because we chat back and forth, if you want that in there, you'll just have to let me know. Otherwise, you know, you can just trust me and we can fix whatever. But for public, okay. Yeah, I'm going to do better about giving a heads up. It appears some of you are a little bit more shy than others when it comes to being naked. Anyway, yeah, as a mistress, if you came over for a play session, I would kind of assume that you would know that nudity might be happening. But not always, because, oh my god, I love dressing up a man. Love dressing up a man. Okay, totally derailed my train of thought with that one. Okay, I will not do anything that I feel will create complete chaos or social suicide in anyone's life. I don't do that. It's not me. In my world, the shared headspace, we can push whatever boundary and feel everything and anything, but your pieces will always be put back together when we're done. You will be a functioning human. If you don't wish to be, we are not a good fit. If you don't wish to grow in confidence and acceptance of yourself, we're not a good fit. So for the mistress side, it means this. The personal files, which I plan to limit to a dozen or so per month, will have their creative nature. I'm still more than happy to do those which benefit you for health or even wealth, as people have asked for help with productivity and career advancement. For fetish or kink, as we explore themes that are easier done inside this daydream. Like, do you want to be a cat? Sure, be a cat. No worries there. I can do that. But don't ask to be left in disarray. Don't ask to be stolen from the affection of another. Don't ask for me to feel jealous in a way that's negative, because that's not me as a mistress at all. I do have those who are monogamous to me, but it's because it suits them perfectly. It's a positive. It's not because I refuse to allow them other loves. They simply don't want them, and that's fine. I enjoy giving pain, I enjoy mental fuckery, goodness knows I love a bit of humiliation. But I love cultivating relationships, and many of you have experienced that with me. And starting to experience that with me. I may be slow about answering notes sometimes, yet I almost always catch up. It is an area where I will be focusing on with Spoken by Elswith, because it's through these forming relationships that I am the most happy, knowing the ins and outs of others, and well, it's kind of my kink, it is my desire. So I will be working towards set days of answering emails and messages, that way you also know what to expect. Sometimes people will check in regularly throughout their day, and those messages are more likely to get a shorter reply or perhaps condensed in together at the end. If I'm constantly answering a lot of emails, it means I'm not creating at all or having a balance. So, as always, if it's urgent, I do use Kick. You can use that to reach me. Be aware, my phone sound is often off due to recording, but I usually will see it faster than email. I like the messages on Patreon. If they're really long, sometimes with Patreon, it is challenging to have a good format, a readability there. So if you want to use email, that's always fine. If it's a short message back and forth, the little chat back and forth messages on Patreon work, great. I'm enjoying creating private content and consider Patreon to be an offshoot of that. I'm not shilling here, I'm just being honest. Tossing an MP3 up on Patreon is easy for me, and the dialogue after is fulfilling. I will, of course, continue the podcast and YouTube posting and some on SoundCloud, but the random, this was fun, so I did it, it'll mostly be on Patreon. I'm not working towards monetizing YouTube or accepting advertisers on the podcast. I'm not doing anything like that. I don't need it. My goal, as it has been since early on, is through the monthly sessions, which give me a great deal of satisfaction. But it's also, as well, the Spoken by Elswith community that asks for, like, an affirmation file on being feminine or an anchor for focus and being able to produce it for them. That community is my goal. It is what I enjoy. It's my little harem. It is why I'm a million years behind on the website and this release file that is in the works that will be part of being clean and renewed will lead to a release. You guys have asked for another release file, so that technically does come under community building, doesn't it? I'd just rather bullshit with Possum about nicknames or congratulate Riley on getting the polite note format correct, or, you know, even chatting with Romeo about gooning, which I didn't realize had a word for it, but love everything about the idea of being so blissed out that you are the pleasure and fixated only on more and more and more. I like that it comes with edging for men, and I love that. I know that feeling because that is when you orgasm as a woman for me over and over and over again. That's why I don't usually like just one orgasm. I just love being pushed. And yeah, it's also why I'm probably not the typical mistress in that regard, because I do love when my submissives serve me well by giving me what they know I need, which is sometimes in that regard being pushed and pushed and pushed. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, see, I learn interesting things from all of you. So, if you are new to Spoken by Elswith, welcome. Do the daily deepenings, visit a shared daydream, meditate on that mountain. It may be unlike anything you've done before. It may thrill you or not be your cup of tea at all. But it will be exactly this, because it is me, and I don't change for anyone.